All right, so picture this. You're sitting down to a nice seafood dinner, and you know everything's looking good, but what if I told you there's a chance that the fish you're about to eat was caught illegally?
It's a thought, isn't it?
It really is. That's the world of dark fishing. Illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing, and it's a way bigger problem than most people realize.
Absolutely.
Get this. 1 in 5 fish caught globally
Wow.
comes from these shadowy practices.
That's a huge impact on everything, the environment, the economy, international relations. It's a big deal.
Yeah. So in this deep dive, we're going to explore how some really cool technology is being used to expose this, like AI and space-based radar.
It really is cutting-edge stuff, and the challenge is fascinating. Imagine trying to police an area as vast as the ocean.
It's a needle in a haystack, right?
Exactly. Especially when these dark fleets are actively trying to stay hidden.
Yeah, exactly. And traditional methods like patrol boats just can't cover that much ground, especially when these vessels can just disappear from radar.
Yeah, they just vanish. It's like turning off your GPS, you know? That's what turning off AIS or automatic identification systems is like. Makes them ghosts on the ocean's radar.
So how do we catch these ghost ships? Well, this is where it gets really cool. We're going to space. We're talking about space-based radar, specifically synthetic aperture radar, or SAR.
Yeah, SAR. That's a game changer because it can see through things that would normally obscure a regular satellite image. You know, clouds, storms, even those tarps that vessels use to try and hide, SAR cuts right through it.
It's like having X-ray vision for the ocean. A
Right.
normal satellite photo, you might just see this blurry patch of water, but SAR can pinpoint metal objects like ships in incredible detail.
Yeah, you can even reveal details hidden from regular cameras. It's amazing.
So cool.
And the best part, it provides constant surveillance regardless of the weather or any attempts to conceal the vessel.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's not just some, far-off futuristic tech.
Right.
Companies like Capella Space are already using SAR to track all sorts of activity on the open seas.
And the results are pretty amazing. So how does AI fit into all this?
Well, so researchers created a massive data set to train these AI models, and they're using 82 million square kilometers of imagery. Think about that.
It's mind-boggling.
And over 243,000 annotations of ships.
So this is a data set that's bigger than the entire continent of North America.
It is. And they didn't stop at just identifying ships. They wanted the AI to determine the size, classify the type of vessel, and even tell the difference between a fishing boat and other types of ships.
So it's not just about spotting a blip on a screen, it's about understanding what that blip actually represents.
Exactly.
But there was a challenge. A lot of illegal fishing happens near the coast.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where radar traditionally has a tough time because the signal bounces off the land and it creates all this
A lot
clutter.
of noise.
Exactly. So they had to teach the AI to see clearly in these really tricky coastal areas
Right.
where most of this illegal fishing happens.
It was a challenge for these AI researchers, like trying to pick out a single voice in a crowded room. Imagine each image they were working with was massive, 20,000 by 20,000 pixels.
Wow.
And they had to train the AI to analyze patterns over this wide area. So you got to spot things like motherships working with smaller fishing vessels. And there weren't any existing AI models designed for this type of SAR data.
So this was uncharted territory.
Complete, a whole new frontier.
Wow. And here's where it gets even more interesting. The biggest obstacle wasn't processing power. It was the time it took to send all that data from the satellite back to Earth.
Like trying to stream a movie on dial-up.
Yeah, super slow, super frustrating.
Exactly. And most satellites, they don't even bother recording data over the open ocean because transmitting it all back would be way too expensive.
Right.
They needed a better solution, a more efficient solution. And that's when they had a brilliant idea.
What's that?
Put the AI directly on the satellite.
Wait, so instead of sending all that raw data back to Earth, they're putting the AI up in space to analyze it in real time.
That's right.
That's pretty mind-blowing.
It is. Now, the AI can analyze these images
Yeah.
right there on the satellite, identify any suspicious activity, and then only send down the crucial information.
Talk about efficiency.
Yeah, it's amazing. And the best part, this technology isn't just theoretical. It's actually being used right now in a system called SeaVision.
Okay.
And over 100 countries are using SeaVision to monitor their waters.
So this is really happening. We have AI in space acting like digital detectives to help us protect our oceans.
That's right.
And get this, they found a bunch of these dark vessels near Chennai, India, that were completely invisible to the traditional AIS tracking systems.
Totally invisible.
Wow.
And this is all about more than just catching a few bad guys, right? Illegal fishing does tremendous damage to the environment and the economy. Systems like Sea Vision allow for more targeted and efficient patrols. And they also act as a powerful deterrent. Imagine you're a captain thinking about, you know, doing some shady fishing practices. You know there's a good chance a satellite with AI is watching you.
Yeah, it's Big Brother in space.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It makes you think twice.
It does. It's like having a virtual police officer patrolling the ocean from space. And, you know, they even have this incredible image from the Galapagos Islands of this tiny dark vessel. It's practically invisible, but the AI spotted it.
Yeah.
This is about protecting these ecosystems and making sure that our oceans stay healthy for generations to come.
It is. And that's just the beginning. Imagine the potential of this technology in other areas. It's truly remarkable.
Okay, so we've got AI up in space, playing detective and catching these dark fishing fleets. But what happens next? What can authorities actually do with this information?
Well, that's a great question, because it's one thing to detect them, but it's another to actually stop them, you know?
Right.
So having that real-time information from the AI lets the authorities respond so much more quickly and efficiently. Think about it. They can direct patrol boats to intercept these vessels instead of just blindly searching, you know, vast areas of ocean.
So it's like giving the good guys a cheat code.
Exactly. Letting them get to the right place at the right time. And that makes a huge difference when it comes to enforcing fishing regulations.
A huge difference. And remember, it's not just about catching the bad guys red-handed. It's also about deterring them in the first place.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if these illegal fishing operators know they can be tracked from space, they're a lot less likely to risk getting caught.
It's like having a big brother watching over the oceans, making sure everyone is playing by the rules. But this whole thing raises a big question for me. How accurate is this AI? We're talking about making some pretty serious accusations based on this data.
Oh, yeah, you're right to be cautious. Anytime we're dealing with AI, especially in law enforcement situations, accuracy is so important. So the researchers behind this project, they were super meticulous in training those AI models. They combined millions of satellite images with thousands of ship annotations, and they really made sure the AI could tell the difference between those different types of vessels.
So this AI isn't just like randomly flagging any boat it sees out there.
No.
It's been trained to specifically identify vessels that are likely engaged in illegal fishing.
Right. And that's a key reason why this is so effective. It's not just a blunt instrument. It's a finely tuned tool to help authorities focus their efforts on the real bad actors.
Okay. So let's say the AI flags a suspicious vessel. What kind of information can it actually provide? Can it tell, like, what kind of fish they're catching or even how much they're hauling in?
Well, that's where things get really fascinating. Remember how we talked about those unique radar signatures that SAR can pick up?
Right.
Well, it turns out those signatures can reveal a lot more than just the shape and size of an object.
Okay, so it's not just like a black and white photo from space.
No.
There's a lot more information hidden within that radar data.
A lot more. And researchers are training AI to decode those signatures. Imagine being able to tell what type of material a ship is made of, what kind of cargo it's carrying, even the density of a school of fish, all based on those subtle variations in that radar signal.
That's incredible. So we could potentially track not just the movements of these vessels, but also what they're fishing for and how much they're catching. It's like having a superpower that lets you see right through the hull of a ship.
It's really a game changer for fisheries management. Imagine being able to track the movement of tuna across the Pacific or monitor the health of cod stocks in the North Atlantic, all in real time.
This is way beyond just busting illegal fishing operations. We're talking about a whole new level of understanding and managing our oceans.
Absolutely. And think about the potential for conservation efforts. We could use this technology to track endangered species, monitor marine protected areas, and even identify areas where pollution is impacting marine life.
It sounds like this technology could be a powerful tool for good, but I can't help but think about the potential for misuse as well. What's to stop someone from using this to track legitimate fishing operations or even spy on military vessels?
It's a good point. You're raising an important point. Any powerful technology can be used for good or for ill. And that's why it's crucial to have really clear regulations and oversight in place to make sure this type of surveillance is used responsibly and ethically.
Mm-hmm.
We need to think about things like data privacy, transparency, accountability.
It's like we're entering a new era of transparency on the oceans.
We are.
Nothing can really hide anymore, but with that transparency comes a responsibility to use this power wisely.
You got it. And that's a conversation that needs to involve everybody, governments, scientists, fishing industries, the public. We've all got to work together to make sure this technology benefits everyone.
This is a complex issue and one that we're going to need to keep a close eye on as this technology continues to evolve. Speaking of evolution, I'm curious about the AI itself. You mentioned earlier that they use this technique called reinforcement learning to train it. Can you explain what that is and why it's so important?
Sure. It's a really fascinating approach to AI training, and it's actually inspired by how humans and animals learn. Think of it like this. Imagine you're teaching a dog a new trick.
Okay.
You reward the dog when it does something right, and you might correct it gently when it makes a mistake. Over time, the dog learns to associate certain actions with positive outcomes and others with negative ones.
So it's kind of like the AI is playing a game where it gets rewarded for correctly identifying ships and those SAR images, and maybe penalized for making mistakes.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. And through this process of trial and error, the AI gets better and better at its task. And it's a powerful technique because it allows the AI to adapt to changing conditions like different weather patterns, new types of ships, even attempts to disguise vessels.
So even if someone tries to trick the AI by, say, I don't know, covering their boat with some weird material or changing their sailing patterns, this reinforcement learning lets the AI catch on and adapt its detection methods.
Right.
That's amazing.
It's a constant game of cat and mouse between those trying to hide and the AI constantly learning and evolving to stay one step ahead.
This is blowing my mind. So they basically taught an AI to play a game to make it a better ship detective.
You got it. It's really a testament to the ingenuity of the researchers who are constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI.
But doesn't that also mean that the AI is, in a sense, making decisions on its own? I mean, it's not like there's a human sitting there watching every image and telling the AI what to do.
That's true. That's a really important point. And it gets to the heart of some of the ethical considerations around AI. As these systems become more sophisticated, we need to make sure that we understand how they're making decisions. We need to be able to, audit their behavior and make sure they're operating within the bounds that we set.
It's almost like we're creating these incredibly powerful tools, but we're still figuring out the instruction manual.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that we use them responsibly.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not just about the technology itself. It's about how we choose to use it.
Yeah.
And as AI keeps evolving, these conversations about ethics and responsibility are going to become even more important.
This has been a really insightful deep dive so far. We've gone from satellites in space to AI playing detective to these deep philosophical questions about ethics and the future of technology. And I'm sure our listeners are eager to hear about some real-world examples of how this AI-powered surveillance is being used to protect our oceans.
Well, there are some really compelling cases out there where this technology is making a tangible difference. And we'll jump into those right now.
So we talked about the tech and the challenges, but now I want to hear how this AI is actually making a difference out there in the real world.
Well, there are some amazing examples, like think about marine protected areas.
Right.
Those really delicate ecosystems that are so often targets for illegal fishing.
Places like the Galapagos Islands we mentioned earlier. Those images of that tiny little dark vessel sneaking around really drove home how this technology can protect those vulnerable areas.
Right.
Traditional monitoring just couldn't keep up. But now we've got these eyes in the sky watching 24/7.
Exactly. It's like having a virtual park ranger constantly patrolling from space, making sure that nobody is messing with these precious ecosystems.
Right.
And it's not just about catching those who are already breaking the rules. It's about deterring them in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, knowing there's a good chance you're going to get caught is probably enough to make most people think twice about breaking the law. It's like that old saying, dance like nobody's watching but fish, like you're being monitored by a satellite with AI.
That's a good one. But seriously, the deterrent effect is huge.
Yeah.
It creates this sense of accountability and it helps to level the playing field for those who are fishing responsibly.
So beyond protecting these marine sanctuaries, what other applications are there for this technology?
Well, the possibilities are vast.
Yeah.
We could use it to track the movements of large fishing fleets.
Right.
Those huge industrial operations that often operate in international waters, making sure that they're sticking to the rules and that they're not overfishing.
So it's like having a global traffic cop for the fishing industry.
Yeah.
Making sure everyone is following the rules of the road, or in this case, the rules of the sea.
That's a great analogy. And it's not just limited to fishing either, This technology can also be used to monitor other activities that are happening on the oceans, things like shipping routes, oil exploration, even military operations.
So we're talking about a whole new level of awareness of everything that's happening out on the open ocean. It's like we have this incredible tool that can help us understand and manage our oceans in a way that we never could before.
Absolutely. And as AI continues to evolve, we can expect to see even more innovative applications emerge. It's a really exciting time to be working in this field.
It is amazing to think about the potential of this technology. But for our listeners who are now probably thinking, okay, this is all really cool, but what does it actually mean for me? What's the takeaway, the big picture message here?
The key takeaway is this. By combining this cutting-edge AI with the power of space-based radar, we are entering this new era of understanding and protecting our oceans. We can shine a light on these activities that have long operated in the shadows, and we can help ensure sustainable fishing practices and safeguard those incredible marine ecosystems that are so vital to our planet.
It's a powerful example of how technology can be used to solve real-world problems, you know, from tackling illegal fishing to helping us understand these complex dynamics of our oceans.
And while we've focused on the positive applications of this technology, it is crucial to remember that any powerful tool can be misused. We need to have those open and honest conversations about the ethical implications of AI and surveillance and work together to make sure these technologies are used responsibly and for the benefit of all.
It's a reminder that as we continue to innovate and push the boundaries of what's possible, we need to do so with a sense of responsibility and foresight. We need to think not just about what we can do, but what we should do.
Well said. The future of our oceans, and indeed our planet, depends on it.
This has been an incredible deep dive. We've explored the technology, the challenges, the triumphs, and the ethical considerations, and I hope you, our listeners, have enjoyed joining us on this journey.
It's been a pleasure exploring this fascinating topic with you, and I hope it sparked your curiosity to learn even more about the incredible ways that technology is changing our world.
And remember, knowledge is power. The more we understand about these complex issues, the better equipped we are to make informed decisions and shape the future we want to see. So stay curious, keep exploring, and we'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.